From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, recently detained ag workers here in Washington State are causing worries for farmers with harvest season just a couple of months away. American Farm Bureau Federation's Executive Vice President Joby Young says concerns have risen since border security was strengthened under the Trump administration.
There's a lot of recognition now. I think there's more awareness because of, you know, the events of this year around in-country enforcement and whatnot, just how critical the ag workforce is, and the problem that 40-something percent is undocumented right now.
The problem, Young says, concerns workers, but also the employers.
That's come because producers have been between a rock and a hard place, and they've had unclear rules. They've had competing laws and regulations that put them in a tough spot, but that's the current state of play, and there's no easy solutions for that other than coming up with a comprehensive bill that provides a stable source of labor.
And with our improved border security, Young says maybe it's time for labor reform.
I think to most observers, border security has increased exponentially. Whatever your viewpoint of that is, that, you know, I think objectively that's the case. And so the hope would be a lot of those lawmakers that were concerned about the sequencing of those discussions are more comfortable to engage in a discussion around temporary ag labor and year-round ag labor.
Again, that is the American Farm Bureau Federation's Executive Vice President, Joby Young.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.